col nostro Giuseppe. Che ti chiama? Giuseppe, no? Che è Gojo? Come ti ha chiamato, mamme boa? Come ti hanno chiamato?
Well, to tell you the truth, Kokutsa is perfect because it's a nickname and a last name.
Yes.
So I they call me Kokutsa all the time.
Perché c'è la testa. Non lo diciamo, ma for those that may not
well,
know.
Well, growing up, papà used to call me Cornuto. So
no, Cornuto, no. ma ancora non c'avevi la moglie, com'è Cornuto? a proposito, salutiamo anche la moglie e i figli, no? Che c'è due bellissimi figli.
Sì.
Quindi anche un saluto a loro e un saluto anche a mamma Anna Maria, giusto?
Sì, sì, Anna. Ciao mamma!
E speriamo che non ti chiama, che mamma ti chiama sempre al telefono.
Sì, sempre quando so un
when you do the podcast
sì. Or radio station or any interview, mamma sempre chiami proprio
al minuto.
Yes.
È l'amore di mamma, insomma, dai. Allora, prima di cominciare con la nostra intervista, andiamo subito con la musica, una bellissima canzone che secondo me conoscete tutti, è azzurro come il cielo di quest'oggi e come anche la compagine azzurra nelle Olimpiadi che hanno battuto il record di medaglie, quindi complimenti a loro. E allora vai con Adriano Celentano, Azzurro, state con noi.
Cerco l'estate tutto l'anno e all'improvviso eccola qua. Ehi, è partita per le spiagge, sono solo qua su in città. Sento fischiare sopra i tetti un aeroplano che se ne va. Azzurro, il pomeriggio è troppo azzurro e lungo per me. Mi accorgo di non avere più risorse senza di te. E allora io quasi quasi prendo il treno e vengo da te. Il treno dei desideri, dei miei pensieri all'incontrario va. Sembra quando ero all'oratorio con tanto sole tanti anni fa. Quelle domeniche da solo in un cortile a passeggiare. Ora mi annoio più di allora, neanche un prete per chiacchierar. Azzurro, il pomeriggio è troppo azzurro e lungo per me. Mi accorgo di non avere più risorse senza di te. E allora io quasi quasi prendo il treno e vengo da te. Il treno dei desideri, nei miei pensieri all'incontrario va. Cerco un po' d'Africa in giardino, tra l'oleandro e il baobab. Come facevo da bambino, ma qui c'è gente, non si può più. Stanno innaffiando le tue rose, non c'è il leone, chissà dov'è. Azzurro, il pomeriggio è troppo azzurro e lungo per me. Mi accorgo di non avere più risorse senza di te. E allora io quasi quasi prendo il treno e vengo da te. Ma il treno dei desideri, nei miei pensieri all'incontrario va. Azzurro, il pomeriggio è troppo azzurro e lungo.
Thank you.
Azzurro, bellissima questa canzone di Adriano Celentano, ben ritrovati di nuovo qui in studio con il nostro DJ Nino, il nostro Joe. Bello Adriano, ci piace Adriano, che dici?
Sì. Like,
yeah, he's a, it's a classic. We're just talking around how, you know, he's a one man show, can do it all, dance, entertainer. I think he was in a bunch of movies, he did it all. So I think all the times, whether piccoli o grandi, just like the son of Italy Apparel, eh? Piccoli o grandi, there's something for everyone.
Exactly, yes, giusto. we try.
Esatto, esatto. Infatti, la cosa interessante, what's interesting about, you know, what about Joe is that, you know, on a day-to-day, you know, he's a man of many facets, you know, from a supervisor foreman in the plumbing construction field to having this unique side family business selling humorous special Italian feature clothing and apparel. You know, we got to ask you, you know, what brought you on that, I don't know which day in 2020 it was, where you're like, you know what, today a new journey begins, a new adventure, una nuova avventura. What happened that day? I mean, it was, you tell us.
Hai due ragioni. La prima è perché io ero uno che ho comprato questi tipi di maglie. Poi ho pensato, you know what, we have enough Canadians here, Italian Canadians, that can support this. There is a market here. Secondo è, io voglio mantenere la cultura, la tradizione di italiani con le gioventù oggi. So that's why I did it.
Bravissimo, yeah. No, and we couldn't be more happy and supportive of this initiative. You know, of course, you know, I've actually heard about Joe well before I got to meet him, because now we sit on the same board of Fest Italia, and his shirts, his hoodies, his hats are awesome. You gotta check them out. So traditional. They got a little bit of for every region, you know. Ci stanno i siciliani, pure anche chi c'è ancora. Racconta.
Right. A little plug. Visit us at thesonofitaly.com. thesonofitalyapparel.com. We ship worldwide.
There we go. In tutto il mondo, in tutto il mondo. Da non confondere con i Sons of Italy. That's an interesting one, because yeah, now they're, you know, the Sons of Italy, the Sons and Daughters, I should say, of Italy, are taking on with the new initiatives with the cultural center and such. And of course, Joe was at one of, if not the last, major event with your booth at the it was the World Cup, or sorry, the Euro Cup game, and soccer tournament, the kids soccer tournament. You had your booth there, you're ready to rock and roll, mm-hmm, with your wife. So truly a community supporter, and we want to support him back, right? And of course, and there's something, like I said, for anyone. You got one for I'm looking at DJ Nino for gli Abruzzesi, you know, Abruzzo forte gentile.
Yes, yes.
Strong and gentle. I don't know who came up with that. Is that the Abruzzesi came up with it themselves, eh?
Probably.
I don't know. No, right. Sono bravi i nostri Abruzzesi. Poi c'è qualcosa anche per i calabresi, giusto?
Sì, sì. Ci sta quasi per uno ragione d'Italia, so I'm trying. I'm gonna try to do the north.
I Veneti, yeah. Friulani. You know, there's not too many from Como, so I don't know if you gotta do one from Lombardia, but for sure I Veneti e Friulani. Yeah. There's quite the contingent.
Yes.
Right. So si, which is beautiful, right? The fact that we have so many different regions represented here in Hamilton, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's why it's so important that you get to do what you're doing. And so that's the Son of Italy Apparel, giusto?
Sì.
Con tutti gli abbigliamenti per, come abbiamo detto, dai giovani ai più grandi. Sono la cosa importante che ho voluto fare, appunto, cioè qualità ma convenienza, perché sì, come non è che tutti ci vogliono spendere troppi soldi, no? Quindi, però ci piace le cose belle, no? E quindi Joe ha trovato questo mix, questo bilanciamento tra queste due cose, quindi è perfetto. But you're also a big entertainer, Joe. If you thought, you know, sta mai fermo, Joe. Sempre pronto. So tell us some more about I Pazzi Entertainment.
So the actual apparel company led into the entertainment business. So a grand big shout out, guys. Let's give this guy a hand, Lu Siciliano Raggiato, who sort of promoted me in the beginning with the apparel. And other influencers, comedians, and so with three or four shirts that I started, I got to know these comedians very well. And then that, I became friends with them. It wasn't just a business venture with, or a collaboration with these guys. And next thing you know, became friends with them. And I thought, hey, why don't I start this entertainment business and work with these guys on another level? And it just took off from there.
The rest is history.
Yeah,
and
siamo qui.
Which is beautiful, right? Sometimes you think, you know, this complicated things have to happen for you to do it. I think it takes courage. It takes perseverance. And then you got, you know, the right joke week che lo fa, che lo rende possibile, insomma. And it's here in carne ed ossa con il suo. It's beautiful. He's got the hat with the la trinacria.
I love it.
And
I love it.
Poi cos'è che c'è qua? La magliettina che il peperoncino, no?
Cornetto.
Cornetto, esatto. Cornetto che non porta sfiga. Porta fortuna. No, we love it. We love it. And so that's perfect. Now we'll talk for sure more about all those things, but totally we'll discuss about the future events coming up. Sure. Con sti pazzi, we gotta talk about why i pazzi, no? I mean, we got some ideas. the crazies. At least non eri cornuti, no? Quella era peggio. Quella era peggio.
That was option A, but yeah.
Facciamo una piccola pausa ancora con il nostro Adriano Celentano. Il tempo se ne va, il tempo se ne va. Sono già le 11:15, ma non scappate perché abbiamo ancora tanto di cui parlare. State con noi.
Da dove è sbucato, che impressione vederlo indossato. Se ti vede tua madre lo sai, questa sera finiamo nei guai. È strano ma sei proprio tu, 14 anni o un po' di più. La tua Barbie da un po' che non l'hai, e il tuo passo è da donna ormai. Al telefono è sempre un segreto, tante cose in un filo di fiato. E vorrei domandarti chi è, ma lo so che hai vergogna di me. La porta chiusa male tu, lo specchio, il trucco, il seno in su. E tra poco la sera uscirai, per le sere non dormirò mai. E tanto il tempo se ne va, e non ti senti più bambina. Si cresce in fretta la tua età, non me ne sono accorto prima. Ma una figlia è una cosa speciale. Il ragazzo magari ce l'hai, qualche volta hai già pianto per lui. La gonna un po' più corta e poi malizia in certi gesti tuoi. E tra poco la sera uscirai, quelle sere non dormirò mai. Intanto il tempo se ne va, e non ti senti più bambina. Si cresce in fretta la tua età, non me ne sono accorto prima. Intanto il tempo se ne va, tra i sogni e le preoccupazioni. Le calze a rete ha preso già il posto dei calzoni.
Adriano Celentano, il tempo se ne va e se ne va piano pianino, ma noi siamo qui pronti e carichi ancora con il nostro digenino e Gio Cocuzza, il nostro speciale ospite. And so Joe, obviously, you know, things don't grow from nothing, you know, you build slowly but surely a great following, not just by networking and knowing, you know, the people that you know here in Hamilton and beyond, but through, you know, social media. You have, you know, well over 5,000 followers on Instagram, and I love how you connect through that with Italians, not just in Hamilton, but, you know, Toronto, Ontario, worldwide, Italy, worldwide.
Australia.
I think Australia, yeah. Mama, yeah. Support, just around the corner. And, you know, and whether it's businesses or people like sort of entrepreneurs in a similar capacity or type of business. And so I wanted to ask you, you know, is there a particular partnership or story, anecdote about, you know, connecting with someone outside of, you know, your regular people here here in Hamilton, or a collaboration that you've done over the years?
The most, we'll say, interesting and thinking outside the box collaboration, which I'm proud of, because there's 1,001 apparel companies out there.
Yeah.
What makes me stand out from quell'altre, right? Well, how about delivering the shirts in a pizza box?
Wow, that's interesting.
So not only am I promoting myself, I'm also promoting guys like who I've done, if you don't mind, shout outs to, like, Royal Pizza, Mercasa in Brantford. You know, guys like that were jumping on board and saying, yeah, I'll do it. And just having that pizza box delivered to your door with that product in it, it's a great idea.
Well, I did not know that. And you know what? That would make you stand out. I don't know anyone who's done that before, right?
It's unique, and it's businesses supporting other businesses.
Exactly.
But, you know, that's one thing.
It's also advertising them, right?
Absolutely. It is. And we talked about that. I mean, we can have lengthy conversations about this, but it's also about our community, supporting others in our community.
Exactly.
And so I think that's something that, you know, unfortunately, maybe has fallen a little bit at the wayside, but it's great to hear things like what you're doing and building up, you know, supporting other local Italian businesses, supporting other entrepreneurs out there.
DJs,
because this
actors,
is what's exactly, this is what the foundation's based on, and this is how we are going to continue into the next generation, right? Yeah. Like, that's something that we always speak about here.
And these people are trying to do the same thing, right? They're trying to maintain support that Italian culture. Now pizza is part of a culture for sure, but you do the same even in entertainment business. I always see you give shout outs to all your tuoi compari, no?
Sì. And it doesn't cost a thing.
No, that's the whole thing. It's, I think, I can't remember what it was in Abruzzese, like, they're still good, but it says, you know, that la gentilezza è gratis, you know, kindness is free. And è vero, è gratis. So, you know, that's important for Italians too. È vero che grazie, perché se c'è da pagare, sto cazzo. No, non scherziamo. But no, absolutely. And you do such a wonderful job. I know you even include your Mamma Maria. It's amazing because you see someone that has nothing to do with social media in a sense, right? And then she gets involved with this, like, you know, very popular Instagram page, and you're saying there's some funny stories about that, right?
So we're on TikTok as well. So on TikTok, people want to be entertained.
Yeah.
Singing, dancing, you know, they want to see that. A still shot of a model of wearing a shirt, it's boring.
Yeah.
So I started inserting my mom in these videos, and she's really recognized now in Toronto. Oh, ciao signora. Oh, and they hug her and kiss her. So yeah, big shout out to my mom who's in Italy right now. Ciao mamma, I hope you're listening.
That's amazing. And so she's in
Molise right
now. Molise, that's right. So papà è siciliano.
Sì.
And mamma Molisano, good mix, eh?
Yeah, they met on a dating site.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, what was it called? That one? A casa di mamma.
It was done by sending off a letter with a pigeon. And yeah. By airport.
Oh my God, that was yeah. Those are effective though. Those dating sites back in the day.
Yeah.
One shot done. Right? Like it was. But
but that was chiseling on a little stone. Perciò le mani, poveraccio,
trying to do the heart. Yeah.
He has calluses, poor guy.
That's amazing. No, Anna Maria is will give for sure a big shout out because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, what I love about, you know, call it the first generation that came here post war, but they're the ones that went through the tough times, right? That's the way that they approached life in Canada. They did it through, you know, holding on to their family, holding on to those traditions. And we love it because they're like, it doesn't matter, I think, beyond the regional side of things, all Italians, they're so similar. That's the one thing. When I came here to Canada, I was blown away how, like, the way my nana behaved was the exact same as this guy's mama behavior. It's like the stories you hear. It's like, mettila Jack, you know, like, it's the same thing, you know, this fear for getting sick. It's like, doesn't matter, right?
La Jack had, we'll say, 3 or 4 sizes too big. You'll grow into it.
Yeah, it was like the brothers, whoever it was, right? And they found another one, but
that's amazing.
I love that. I love that. That shows how genuine and real, you know, they were in what they did and what they learned. Because at the end of the day, you know, think about it, they're all young. They got they had to make a pretty tough decision to leave family and friends, and they build a new family here, right? So it's amazing. And so 1970, quando è che sono venuti qua?
75.
So that was later.
We were late.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And
that's interesting.
And all our parents and grandparents that did that move, grazie. Thank you for giving us everything that we have today. So big shout out to our grandparents and parents. So
bravo. Sì, yeah. Sicuramente. Grazie davvero di cuore. Beautiful, beautiful, Joe. Che facciamo? Un'altra canzoncina, Joe, e poi do a community update?
Let's turn it up a notch.
Yeah, dopo questo Joe Centone, the chisel, we're going to move up.
Check out this new song.
What are we doing? Annalisa,
yeah.
Mon Amour, un po' francese sta canzone, ma è italiana, yes. Italiana. Dai, state con noi.
15 ci piacciamo oppure no? Sangue nella dance floor, ci ballerò, anche se è soltanto un altro stupido. Sexy boy, io ci sto, e domani non lavoro, quindi ce ne stiamo distesi, sopra soldi già spesi, colazioni francesi, con gli avanzi di ieri, se non lo facciamo me lo immagino, dovrei, non dovrei dirti che ho visto lei che bacia lui, che bacia lei. Mon amour, amour, ma chi baci tu? Io farò una strage stasera, ballo tra le lampadosfere. Lei piace sia a me che a te. Ho visto lei che bacia lui, che bacia lei, che bacia me. Mon amour, amour, ma chi baci tu? Disperata e anche leggera, vengo per rubarti la scena. Ehi garçon, ho un'idea. Sopra soldi già spesi, colazioni francesi, con gli avanzi di ieri. Se non lo facciamo me lo immagino, dovrei, non dovrei dirti che ho visto lei che bacia lui, che bacia lei, che bacia me. Mon amour, amour, ma chi baci tu?
Disperata e anche leggera, vengo per rubarti la scena. Ehi garçon.
ho un'idea.
Back here for those of you tuning into the second half, buona domenica, and we're here with Joe Cucuzza. Ciao, Joe.
Ciao, ciao.
So, Joe, thanks for sticking around with Steven and I, hanging out here in the studio. We really love having you here today.
Thank you. It's fun.
Oh yeah. Just a couple of Italians hanging out.
Yeah.
Right? That's it.
Where's the Spros, bro?
I know. You know what? Well, one of us. I was pushing for this. It wasn't in the budget, but then I found out that one of us, not a Spro guy, and it wasn't me. So you can imagine.
Who is it?
Who is it?
Yeah.
But next time. That's for a different show.
Yeah, that's right. We'll come back for it.
So we're in the second hour. We want to just bring to you a little community update. Mm-hmm. So I want to start with what's coming up in the month of August, actually, and it is for CIBA, the Canadian Italian Business Professional Association. So on August 22nd, we have our summer social or summer aperitivo hour, and that's going to be at Tim Hortons Field in the club suites from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. So tickets right now, you can find tickets on hamiltonhalton.chiba.com. $55 for members, $65 for non-members. So head over to the site, sign up. It's going to be a great event. We're going to have some special guests here, some prizes, and you're going to meet the BEA winners. And I just want to do a quick shout out to someone very special to our show, which is our very own DJ Stefano, who is going to be a 2024 BEA recipient. Wow. Award winner. Auguri, Stefano, auguri.
Look at this. I love the applause. Grazie.
So that's amazing. That's for our under 40, and all the work that DJ Stefano. I know he wouldn't bring it up here on the show, so I thought I'm going to do this without him knowing.
It's okay, Steve. It's okay. You can show up. Listen, show up.
He doesn't want to show up. I'm gonna show up anyway. But auguri, Stefano.
Grazie,
auguri,
grazie, auguri. Grazie.
And Joe, so on the board of Festa Italia, what's coming up there?
Oh, great. Thank you for bringing that up. So we have our opening ceremonies at Michelangelo's Banquet Hall. That is September 5th, or 4th, correction, 4th. So come out. It's actually, Stephen, it's great.
It's going to be amazing.
It's food is amazing. They do a great job. So shout out to Michelangelo's. And what else? I'm just going to pull up my calendar. We have our bocce tournament, which is sold out. Like, I think it was record breaking time.
Wow. Yeah, you did a great job there.
Yeah. I think it was like you 2-3 weeks. Sick. Yeah. So Charlie and I really pushed that one. And it shows it's a popular event and it's great. It's fun. So
it's that's competitive. Sort
of, yeah. So that's September 21st. Anything else you guys want to know? You got to visit our website at festitalia1975.ca, if I'm not mistaken.
I think they keep it clean. Festitalia.ca.
Festitalia.
The 1975 is going to come. No, because we got the 50th, right?
Next, that's right.
Next year, some big things happening, right? Mm-hmm. And our very own Joel here. ci ha fatto un bel logo, you know, there's gonna be some cool things coming up, and we'll leave that. Yeah, we'll leave that. We got a few months to go.
And you know, we also have all those regional dinners.
Yeah.
So you know, check us out online. It's gonna be fun, jam packed for the month of September.
And you got the grape stomp. Don't forget about the grape stomp.
Grape stomp is Saturday the 15th. Festa Italia is gonna be at Mall Road and also Fiesta Mall. We're still looking for a few teams. It's filling up fast, so contact us and let's make some vino.
Yeah, it's such a fun. So last year I got the chance to be a part of it for the first time. We didn't do so good. Well, you know, you're like, oh yeah, I want to crush this. Got a bunch of young Italian kids. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
No, it's technique.
No,
it has nothing to do with force.
You need
it's
height.
Cardio.
You know,
yeah,
you
need the cardio, and you need to hit it right. And there's a person who just like with their hands like. Shht. Just puts it right, just pushes it. It's like it's a whole ordeal, man. And like the Donici Club knew what they were doing. They were like, they won it a bunch of times. And then I think Fortino's ended up winning. They put up a team because obviously
right.
They know they got it. It's their own turf, right?
And,
And this year we have Joe. I'm seeing it, right?
Yeah, I'll be at both locations.
Look at that. So that'll be a fun time. You go out there, there's vendors, you know, there's food to try, there's music. We'll have
that's right.
Joel what's her name? Giavedoni, right? Yeah. Singing or playing
a
fisarmonica. Yeah. So it's beautiful. It's part of our culture, right? You get out there.
It's fun.
Hopefully that last year was beautiful sunny day, you know.
It was, yeah.
And you get to see everyone getting covered in lo juice.
And it's important that we get out there, we celebrate, yeah. We support these initiatives, especially with Festa Italia. Guys, these are the things that build our community. These are the traditions we carry into our generation. Our nonni came here, or our parents came here. But it's up to us. It's up to us to really carry this along. And events like this,
it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. Gratis. It's gratis. Oh. Ah.
Which is the most important thing.
But
it's for everyone.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
All everyone comes. All all ethnic backgrounds. They're there, and they're actually participating as well.
100%. No, I agree. It's a lot of fun. And you were saying there's a few other things. There's a huge opportunity actually for the Hamilton community as far as you release it. You released. Okay. I don't know if this was gonna.
So. You know, Toronto is not too far away, Hamilton. So, big shout out to my partners Insieme Montreal, Ipazi Entertainment Group, and Insieme are collaborating, and we're bringing Sal the Voice Valinetti here in Toronto.
Amazing.
So, you know, Sal's the big time winner of America's Got Talent.
Mm-hmm.
From New York, so we're bringing them here. We have the rights, the Ontario rights for Sal, so we're starting off our tour in Woodbridge, and then later we're going to announce other dates and cities. So come on down, check us out on Ipazi Entertainment Group and Insieme for further updates. I think we're going to release something next week or the week after with more details.
Amazing. Yeah, amazing.
I'm looking forward to that. I love Sal. I followed his from when he first started out, so
great
it's
guy.
And
oh,
great
yeah.
You
that,
know his
that
whole
song
family,
was so cool,
yeah.
Eh, when he started off it was like, you know, it was about his nonna, right, with that Sinatra song. It was so good.
Yeah.
So good. So good for you. Good for you for bringing such a great caliber singer.
Thank you.
Ci piace.
I'm trying.
The other thing too, Joe, like I know you know, we spoke before, your mom, Ana Maria, like, she's involved in a lot of your videos, and, you know, it kind of speaks to a lot of what's going on in social media space, right, with, you know, we see other comedians, entertainers out there that, you know, they take from their parents, they include their parents in the videos, and some of the mannerisms, you know, look at guys like Sebastian Maniscalco, right, or Anthony Rodia, like
our own Frank Spadone,
yeah,
Frank Spadone,
and big
Cosmo
time.
Cucci, yeah,
like these, whatever it is, even in voice or dialect or gestures that we see through the social media platforms, they take this from that generation that came here, mm-hmm. right? And I think that's so important. I know, you know, because it's relatable. It's relatable. You don't necessarily have to hear the joke or hear the phrase or whatever it is. You see this, and this is, oh, my mom does that. My nonna does that. Yeah. My zio does that,
yeah.
right? This is the stuff that connects us on that level.
Right. And
so what is it about that? You know, you bring your mom into it, you say. Like, what is it about that that really gives you that tie to produce that content, to put it out there, to make it relatable to the audience?
Honestly, it's just all natural. Like, you don't plan it, you don't think about, I mean, the skits that, like, Frank Spadone does and stuff like that, obviously they plan it and stuff like that, but with my mom, it's just...
You grew up with it.
You just, yeah.
You grew up with it. This is your life.
Exactly. And whether you're Italian or not, I mean, I think all of Europeans can relate to all these skits and stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. And jokes and memes and puns and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's not really... I don't know.
It's not forced. It's natural. Yeah. It's natural for you. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, we talk about this, and this is, you know, you have kids, you know, Stephen and I were young. Stephen's, you know, starting out too, and, you know, eventually this generation will change, mm-hmm. right? So what do you think the impact will be on our community, on our Italian community, once the, you know, Gentan, Matt, this is
when we're gone.
When they're gone, right?
When no, we're gone. Right? Me off.
No, when we're gone.
We're not sure. Gone yet.
No, we got some time.
We got this.
But when that generation's gone, right? And those mannerisms are lost, and that verbiage is lost, right?
Yeah.
And for the next generation that's coming with us and after us, you know, what do you think that impact is going to be on the community as a whole?
I think we're losing it.
Hmm.
Little by little, I believe our grandchildren, let's just say, they're going to be munchie cakes.
Wow.
That's why it's important that we start now, today, to instill all these traditions with our children and our grandchildren. It stems from home. Yes, it's a busy life, hustle and bustle. No one has time to make those traditional cookies on a Saturday or whatever. You know what? We got to make that time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Sunday lunch, you know, you're talking about that, right? How the glue that the nonnies had, everyone got together for lunch on Sundays. And then after that, it's, you know, people start making other plans and it sort of goes away. And it's like, but who's going to take over that, right? The importance of... You know, the Sunday lunches are important, man. Yeah. Like, they're so important because it brings everyone together. No matter what's going on out there, mm-hmm. you know that Sundays are for family. You got to do whatever you got to do during the week. That's your choice.
Right.
Sundays, we come together. We share a meal. We have a lot of, you know, and the meal tends to be, we got to make sure the meal's good, though, eh? So none of them are bad.
Yeah.
But absolutely, right?
And we're probably losing that because, again... We're always on the go. It's a rat race out there. So, you know, just let's take the time to be together on a Sunday.
Like, yeah.
You know?
Let's bring it back.
Down. Yeah. Go back to what's important.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the heart of who we are. That's the heart of our culture. I think, you know, that Sunday lunch, it speaks to not only, you know, we get together for great food. And obviously, you know, from the outside looking in, you know, people say, wow. Great food, family time. This is wonderful. But it is that
it's about catching up with each other, listening to each other. You know, talking about Zia Maria, what she wore last week at the wedding. I can't believe they sat us in the back. I'm the kumar. I should be up front.
Yeah.
So the stuff like that on Sundays was fun.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah, you didn't need any pots back then. Entertainment, right? You had it right in the house.
Exactly.
The many guy entertainment.
Oh, we love that. We love it. Hey, little by little, right? This mm-hmm. is why, and I know we talk about it quite a few times over in our shows, but that's because, to Joe's point, we're losing it. And so we need to be aware of that. You know, number one, we're losing it. Number two, what are you going to do about it?
Right.
And we're trying to give you as many, you know, opportunities to not lose it. Whether you're bringing in, you know, some fun shirts that spur a conversation about, okay, why that? Oh, my mama, oh, non è siciliana, but this and that. You know, it's good to talk about it, right? It's good true. To see it and talk about it. So it's beautiful.
Yeah,
ci proviamo.
Yeah. This is why you should care. This is why you should care. I love
that. Should care. Yeah.
You know.
Che facciamo, so, una piccola pausa, un'altra musica, un'altra bella, questa qui that Joe selected, actually. I didn't know this one. But even though it's a beautiful title, Italian Anthem, but it's not Toto Cotugno con l'italiano, right? It's a different type of Italian anthem. Spera basta e Russian. We'll be back for the finale. State con noi.
Lasciatemi cantare, perché ne sono fiero. Sono un italiano.
Italiano, oro giallo, sì, italiano. Ho il mondo qui nella mia mano, gesticolo quando parlo come un vero italiano. Tu non capisci, poveri da bambini, mo su una Lamborghini, come i bambini ricchi. Morirei per la mia famiglia, davvero italiano. Siamo soli sotto la tempesta. Problemi nella tasca sinistra e soluzioni dentro la destra. Italiano, italiano, se non mi parli di soldi non hablo, no, no. Ultimo piano. Ho il mondo nella mia mano, oh, oh. So che lo dici ma poi non lo fai, oh, oh. I miei sogni hanno vacanze alle Hawaii, oh, oh. Mentre sto fumando pure a Dubai. Tu che rincorri e non arrivi mai, no. Non arrivi mai. Spari a 300 orari. Le portiere toccano il cielo, meglio se non toccano meno. Italiano, oro giallo, sì, italiano. Ho il mondo qui nella mia mano, gesticolo quando parlo come un vero italiano. Tu non capisci, poveri da bambini, su una Lamborghini come i bambini ricchi. Morirei per la mia famiglia, davvero italiano.
And we're back. We're back. And we were just joking around during the song break there, but we're back with Cucuta Unfiltered.
Meno male it wasn't recorded.
Yeah.
This is why we only say it during the songs. But you know, Joe, we made some good points. I think you were saying, you know, again, back to the Sundays. Like, this is important. This is our culture. This is what the foundation of the next generation will be based on, mm-hmm. right? These conversations around the Sunday table. And, you know, if there's a message out there you want to put out to that generation, even our generation, Joel, even our generation, mm-hmm. to, you know, people have stuff going on. We have, you know, kids are coming into the picture. Or there's always going to be somewhere to go. But if there's one message you want to say for that Sunday dinner, what is it? What do you want to tell the audience?
Well, my dad used to say, if you're not back by 1 o'clock, te rompi le corna.
That's a really good one,
right? So it was important to be back because, one, you don't want to get a beating.
Yeah.
No, but it's so important. And we were just talking about this, like you said, during the song break. Mm. We're not just here on this radio station talking and shooting the breeze. We're trying to get this out there. It's like you said, it's so important to be at that table on Sundays. So my message to everyone who's out there listening, try your best. If you can't do it every Sunday, fine, but try your best to have your family around you at that table.
And it's so meaningful, right? And we can't stress that out, how important family life is.
No. So. I mean, it's the nucleus, right? It's the nucleus of everything we do. And, you know, this is, again, back to if you care, it's important to care, because there is so much that can pull us away. And this is not just, this is not just the Italian culture. Many cultures share this. Many cultures share this idea that the family table is the center of their culture, the center of carrying on those traditions, the center of memories, the center of honoring the generation that came before us, right? And I think for Italians in particular, this becomes how we learn. This is, you know, we go back to our roots. The Sunday table is how we learn. How we learn to live. How we learn to be in our culture. How we learn to be Italian.
And prioritize, right? For family. And right? Prioritize. That's to your point. Exactly. You prioritize it. You have other things. Guess what? This is number one.
That's right. You're getting married soon. Next congratulations.
Good.
Look at me in the eye right now and tell me that you are going to try to do this every Sunday when you start building a family.
You know what? I got to thank my future wife, but she made it a point. She already said that. I didn't have to say anything that. So it's easier when la moglie è decisa, but she said, you know, Sunday we're going to bring in, you know, my parents, her side as well together. It's their choice, obviously. The invitation will be open every Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I love that because, you know, great memories, right? I can, yeah.
Because I was going to say,
se non lo faccio, botte.
Exactly. Te faccio un culo.
No, no. You got to check in. Got a few months. No, you gotta lead by example here. We can't be saying these things and not, you know, do what we preach. And I believe it. I honestly believe it. I think that it makes for better people, regardless. You know, we happen to be Italians. We love, you know, sharing food, but it makes us better people.
Mm-hmm.
It allows us to treasure relationships, have appreciation for who we have, for what we got on the table. Keeps us a little bit more humble. Like, you know, we're not, you know, this is not beneath me. This is I am, right? You know, oh, I got bigger things. No. You sit down at the table and it's not the head of the table. You see where you got to go. But, you know, that's another drama thing. Everyone sits. It's a big deal.
It is.
Sunday. And then we get to upgrade. Eh? When you're, you know, the kids' table and you get to, now at the big table.
Right? That's
and
right.
And everyone's chirping. Like, what do you think you want?
Yeah.
You know what's sucked about that? I was always on destra. I was on the right of my father.
There you go.
And,
big one.
And you know what? I should have sat across from him because that right backhand.
You were in swinging range.
I don't think it's by coincidence, though. Yeah. You wanted to be there. Like, Giuseppe, tu sei peccato. That's awesome. No, it's there you go. Like, look at these memories, right?
That's right.
And everything like that. So yeah, I mean, now it's back. Joe, what are you doing for Sunday? I'm gonna look at me in my eyes.
Yeah, there's a lot of eye contact.
Yeah, eye contact. Yeah, what do you plan on doing? Are we talking about la salsa, el vino? What can you know? These are important things, right?
Yeah, it is. So what?
What are you gonna do? Well, right now,
I'm here. Now you're on the
hot seat, Joe. I got a hall pass.
Yeah. Okay. But no, it is important, and it is something that we need to, you know, our family, we don't always do Sundays. We do Sundays on special occasions, but every single Monday night, my family, my cousins, we all make sure that whoever can make it at the dinner table at Nonna's, you know, she's, we started this tradition back in 2012. Our Nonna passed away, and it was just something that really, otherwise we were doing Sundays before, and this Monday night seems to be the night that worked for everyone. Whatever day of the week it is, it doesn't matter. But it's the essence of, you know, the Sunday dinner.
The tradition.
You have this Monday night, we go early.
Yeah.
Some of us help
cook a little.
Yeah, cook a little. Yeah. Sometimes Nonna's making the pasta during the day. She's making the gnocchi.
But that smell walking in, eh? That's right. I love the smell.
Well, I'm going to be doing the sauce soon, so that's in September.
Yeah, it's coming up. Yeah.
Yeah, but right after you get back from Italy?
Yeah, yeah. She's already busting on my mom.
Make sure you have the jars ready, the bushels ready.
So, yeah, I'm excited for that. Well, not really. We all bitch and complain about doing it. We hate it.
But we love it.
Because I love the lunch that we're having.
Yeah.
But no, and then you think about, okay, you know what? It's one day of the year. You sacrifice one day of the year, and you have sauce for 364 more days, right?
That's right. But once that's gone, I mean, this is again why it's so important. Learn the trade. This isn't about, you know, we talked earlier about, you know, maybe they came here, they were doing it. It was a financial thing. It was something that, you know, we're going to make our own because it's more expensive to go out to the store,
right?
Or, you know, even the line, right? Well, now it's not only is it probably the cost is the same to just go out to the store, given all the work and everything, but it's the convenience too. It's just as easy to go out to the store, buy a jar of suro, mm-hmm. buy a bottle of wine, whatever it is. But we lose what goes into it.
Yeah.
And we, in essence, we lose that tradition. We lose that part of our culture that we love, that becomes family time, and now it pulls us away.
And people say, oh yeah, but it's the way of life today. We're always on the go. We can change that.
Yeah, you can change that.
We can slow it down.
That's right.
For ourselves and for our family, right?
Yeah, we got a lot, you know, how do they do it?
That's right.
They were working way more and had to do, we have so many convenient things that we work half the time when it comes to, like, you know, the dishwasher. And a lot, you know, there's so many things that they never had.
Yeah.
They made time, so. Non ci sono scuse. Oh, ridendo e scherzando, we're at the end of this really awesome episode with our Joe Giuseppino Cocuzza. No, ti chiamava Peppi? Come ti chiamava tuo papà?
Cornuto.
Cornuto. we're trying to change. Trying to make it better.
So, gentlemen, just a little bit of parting gifts.
Oh, Joe.
I hope they fit. Just want to say thank you for the opportunity of having
thank
me.
Thank you.
Un grande applauso for
CFMU
93.3.
Grazie, Joe.
I love it.
Oh, my God.
TVB.
Ti voglio bene.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
That's awesome.
So I love you guys. Thank you. Grazie. Really, honestly, it was fun.
This is beautiful, Joe. Thank you for everything you do for the community and for coming on the show today to speak to our audience. I know
we love it.
It's important, and it's important. That's, I think, is the message today. Is it is so important. Yeah. Carry this on. Support each other in our community. Support other Italian businesses, Italian Canadian businesses. This is important, guys. This is how we grow. This is how we carry on into the next generation. If you think your Italian culture is important, these are the things to do.
Act on it, right?
Grazie.
For sure.
Grazie.
One final saying, che ci dici, Joe? Un saluto finale?
Guys, you know, always support local.
Capisci? Grandissimo, Joe. Grazie davvero. È stato un bellissimo episodio con Joe Cocuzza. Mi raccomando, sonofitalyapparel.com. Avrete modo di comprare qualsiasi tipo di maglietta, cappellino, davvero capi di abbigliamento che fanno parte della nostra cultura, come abbiamo detto, alta qualità e grande convenienza. Quindi mi raccomando, supportate il nostro Joe. Grazie anche al nostro DJ Nino per un altro bellissimo episodio. Ecco, c'è un ultimo applauso.
Grazie.
Ecco. E noi ci diamo l'appuntamento domenica prossima, come sempre, con La Vita è Bad, con il nostro Joe, un altro Joe, tutti Joe si chiamano qua, E finiamo con un altro classico, questo Joe, che mattiamo finale faccio? Tozzi, can't go wrong with Tozzi.
We're gonna dance this one out of the studio.
E vai, allora, Gloria.
That's right.
Gloria!
Gloria, buona domenica a tutti, grazie.
questa bocca che cibo più non tocca, è sempre questa storia che lei la chiamo gloria, gloria sui tuoi fianchi, la mattina nasce il sole, entra odio ed esce amore.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, and welcome to another episode of The Voice of Free Sudan, where we connect with our roots and share the beauty and challenges of Sudan with listeners across Canada and beyond. I'm your host, Wala Sheikh, and I'm thrilled to be with you today again as we explore the latest developments in our beloved country. Today's episode is packed with insightful segments from our political pulse, where we discuss the latest updates from the ceasefire talks and the ongoing humanitarian crisis, to our cultural spotlight, where we dive into the fascinating history of Sudanese.
Bellissima compagnia di abbigliamento Sanaverly Apparel, come anche un'altra compagnia per l'intrattenimento, I Pazzi Entertainment. Non so se è pazzo, lo chiederemo. Ecco qui con noi Joe Cocuzza. Benvenuto, Joe.
Ciao, Joe.
Ciao, ciao.
Ecco, è pronto, sì, ci sentiamo, il nostro Joe è carico, parlavamo, we're talking about so many things before the show, and we're so excited to have you, so welcome qui alla Vita è Bella.
Grazie.
Ecco, eccoci qua, Joe put together some, ci ha pure fatto le canzoni il nostro Joe, eh? You gotta put together some nice, a little DJ job on that side. Now, as per usual, parleremo con il nostro Joe della sua importante compagnia, un po' in italiano, we're gonna practice a little, un po' di siciliano, un po' di molisano, che dici, che facciamo?
It's gonna be like minestrone.
Un minestrone, e vai, lo facciamo. Mica inglese, un minestrone mezzo molisano e siciliano, insomma, no? Now, we're as I said, very excited, we'll talk about so many different things, of course, about Italian culture here in Hamilton. The Sanaverly Apparel is a way to support that. And so many other things about what's happening.